Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Taco Tuesday, December 6th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. This is about the third time I've tried to record this. It's been a little bit of a fiasco here. First time I forgot to hit the record button. My fault. And then my phone's been ringing constantly with telemarketers. I mean, the last half hour, nothing but telemarketers. Just ring, 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 ring. Anyways, let's talk about stocks a little bit. Donald Trump, the recount, and then some other individual stock news that I thought was interesting. Anyways, the market was up a little bit today. The big news is the Russell 2000 was up another percent today, and it's really been the winner after Trump's election win, right? I mean, another percent for the Russell. NASDAQ was up, year-to-date, the NASDAQ's up 6.5%, so not too exciting, and it, you know, hasn't been doing that great since the Trump election. I think a lot of the overseas labor and products made overseas. So we'll see. But I think still, I mean, that's probably where you want to be in the long run. But also the small caps, because if Trump does cut regulations and taxes, they're going to be a big beneficiary of that. And they're domestic, mostly domestic, right? Oil had been on a 5-day rally, but that ended today. Oil was down a little over 2%. Down to $50.74, and that's with crude inventories down $2.2 million, and with looming production cuts from OPEC. That's what they agreed to last week, even though the day before they agreed to that, they were fighting with each other, saying they wouldn't agree to that. Of course, with them, it's always, will they be able to stick to those production cuts, right? Anyways, that's, so on the market, I'm still long. I think the market's going to rally into the year end. I mean, we could see some selling in the short term with tax loss selling, although that'll start winding down the closer and closer we get to Christmas. And also the Fed is, again, probably raise rates next week. So my guess is that'll have a little bit of a, whatever they say could have an impact in the market. But I think heading into the year end, we should rally. But I don't know how good the market will be when Trump takes over. He's going to be a different kind of president, right? So today, I'm long the market, and I do have some cash on the sidelines, but mostly that's cash I've been accumulating, nothing that I've sold. I've just been accumulating, and usually month to month, I just put it in something, but usually we get towards the end of the year, and I try to time it a little bit more with any kind of tax loss selling and try to take advantage of maybe big investors who are going to go into stocks like a Nike or a Disney, stocks that have been down that would see tax loss selling that might rebound next year. Anyways, that's my thought, but more on that later. So Trump, he's going to be different, right? He's going to be a little bit more hands-on with these companies. We got used to Bush and Obama playing a lot of golf, right? But Trump, man, he seems like he's going to address some of the concerns of the people who voted for him. They're, losing their jobs. They're seeing their jobs outsourced and offshored, and he's in there, trying to bring jobs back and saying he's going to, penalize companies that make stuff overseas and tries to sell it back here. So, maybe that's why some of the larger tech companies are taking a hit. But today he's talking about Boeing. Boeing wants to build a new Air Force One for $4 billion. And I don't know what you think of government costs, but when they tell you it costs $4 billion, it's probably going to cost a lot more than $4 billion. So he's talking about that Air Force One today. Can he just take his Trump jet? Probably not. Recounts are still going on. And in the first time I did this podcast, I talked a lot about recounts. I've rethought that. So basically, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Looks like they're doing one in Nevada as well. And now there's a lawsuit to do one in Florida. They're going to run out of time. So far, the recounts really haven't shown any changes whatsoever. Michigan, Detroit area has been a little bit of a disaster as far as are they going to be able to include a lot of the ballots that are in the Detroit area because of the machines say they have so many and the actual hand count is a lot less than what the machines have. So were they run through multiple times through the scanners, etc. So a lot of fun with that. We'll see. I don't think anything's going to happen with the recounts. And my guess is that as news comes out more and more day by day that nothing's really changing with the recounts, then other than, Vladimir Putin, Russia, tampered machines, all that kind of nonsense. And there'll be people claiming that for the next 40 years that the election was rigged. But anyways, that's that. Portland is going to vote tomorrow on taxing companies if a CEO earns 100 times more than the median staff wage. So there you go. What's that going to do to workers in the Portland area? I don't know how many companies have CEOs based in Portland. Or is it just CEOs all across the country? Probably all across the country, right? So if the CEO of, I don't know, pick a company, sells stuff in Portland, they're going to have to face a inequality tax or something like that? McDonald's, do you know McDonald's makes $4 billion a year on their McCafe coffee? $4 billion. And they only charge like $1 a cup, right? That's a lot of coffee. Anyways, but they're, you know, they pale in comparison to Starbucks or even Dunkin' Donuts, right? But they're going to shake it up in order to challenge those companies. They're going to upgrade their Java, get more of their beans from sustainable sources. And they're also going to include special deals, more seasonal beverages. They just had pumpkin spice there for a while. Don't know if it's still there. And they're going to start marketing coffee rewards programs. So kind of interesting that McDonald's trying to go into another market. But usually that's a good thing if you like McDonald's stock. Anyways, did you know that they're upgrading their espresso machines? Each espresso machine costs $12,000. Get one for your home or go to McDonald's and pay $1 or maybe $2 if they price it differently. So I talked a lot about Nike in the last few podcasts and saying that I like Nike, but I've been watching it, waiting for tax loss selling. Maybe I'll get in. I thought I blew it because yesterday there was an upgrade and the stock was up. Well, guess what? Today there was a downgrade and the stock was down. So I'm still looking at it. In the light of liking Nike, you know, their competition is Adidas and Under Armour, which companies that you would think have more growth. And Under Armour actually landed a deal with Major League Baseball to put their logo on the front of their jerseys. 10-year deal starting in 2020. But Nike also got a sponsorship deal with England's Football Association, and football is English for soccer. So, so I don't know. I mean, obviously England is a smaller market than the United States and baseball. But anyways, so companies and Nike makes just billions and billions of dollars compared to these other companies that don't make nearly as much. But they're growing faster, and sometimes that's what you're paying for. In stock prices, speaking of growing, Amazon, they're going to open up 2,000 of its Amazon Fresh grocery stores over the next decade. And then they already announced yesterday that they're going to open up a few Amazon Go stores. They don't have registers, so you walk in, you scan in with your Amazon Go app. You shop as normal, and you leave the store with the items billed to your Amazon account automatically. So, pretty slick, right? I mean, reduces labor cost. And that's interesting, reducing labor cost in a country that's raising the minimum wage. Raising the minimum wage. So, what's that going to do to the minimum wage worker? Because grocery store jobs are pretty nice, right? They pay usually a lot more than a minimum wage. I wonder what happens when the minimum wage goes to $15 in some states when, you know, previously a $14 an hour grocery clerk job was pretty good, right? Or whatever they pay now. Now they're either going to be below the minimum wage, which that means they get up to the minimum wage. So what do they decide to do? They still want to swipe groceries or check out groceries, or do they want to do something else? I don't know. Anyways, Google, did you know 2017, Google set a target to operate globally through 100% renewable energy? Pretty cool. These bigger companies, these tech companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, they seem to be environmentally conscious, right? Compared to, you know, Exxon or something like that. I thought that was kind of interesting because, you know, energy, renewable energy, a lot of that costs more. Some of it subsidized through the government, but costs more than just, you know, burning natural gas. So, but I think it's good. You know, some of these efforts like this do spearhead a national movement, kind of blaze the path, right? Blaze a trail so that it makes it more affordable for, you know, you and me, consumers, to use renewable energy as well. Anyways, hey, that's it. It's Taco Tuesday. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Kids of 88 with Just a Little Bit. See ya.